Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Library Director Mary Murphy. We're talking about the upcoming events at the Perry Library. So we want to talk about something that's actually going on today. That's the Dallas County Reads One book event. So this is actually part two of the Dallas County Reads One book, correct?
Correct. We have had a fiction and a nonfiction author coming to Dallas County in the last 2 years. This will be the second time we've done that. We had Darcy Malsby at the Adele Public Library last month, and she did a really great talk about her book, Dallas County. If you have any history in Dallas County, this is a fascinating book. And she knows a lot about history and history in Iowa.
All right. So what is today's event? Because it's the fiction book.
Right. It's the fiction book. We have the meet and greet with Alan Eskins. Alan Eskins is known to mystery writers. He writes thrillers. He's from Minnesota. This was his first book, The Life We Bury. We actually considered it about 3 years ago for the book, but did not choose it. But I came back to it this year, and the committee came back to it this year because it has some universal themes in it. And the exciting part is reading The Life We Bury and the book group at the library, the monthly book group, and everybody pretty much liked it. So this is kind of unusual for my book group to all give it a thumb sideways or a thumbs up. And people will be reading his other books. But we have the meet and greet for $12 at the Hotel Patti. That'll be from 5:30 to 6:30. And then we will go over to the Performing Arts Center and have the free author book talk that we have over there. And he will be selling, or Alice Meyer will be selling, the books from Beaverdale Books. And his new book, the sequel to The Life We Bury, is coming out on the 13th. And she has got the publisher to get her the books early. And this is the sequel to The Life We Bury. It is The Shadows We Hide. And so the main character in The Life We Bury is actually maturing a little bit. And he was a senior in college in the first book. And now he's actually a cub reporter in the second book. So looking forward to that.
So coming up after that, this weekend, actually, I actually talked to Jenny Eklund yesterday about this. Art on the Prairie is always a big deal, and it's a big deal at the library as well. So what can you tell me about how you're involved?
Well, we always host the local artists that live in the community, and also we have an exhibit of student art there. This year, we're going to have a communal creating art, and there's going to be two murals that come out of this. What you do if you want to participate is come to the library, and it's for all ages. We're encouraging even the youngest to come. You'll get a square 5x5, I believe it is, 5 inches by 5 inches of foil, and you will be etching on this foil, and then these foil pieces will be put together in a mural that will be at the library and at DMAC. So a lot like our heart project 2 years ago, this will be a communal art project that will be hanging in the library and in DMAC. So we have local artist, the student art, and the art project, and we're going to have some authors there also. We're going to have Cindy Johnson, who wrote Russell Wessels, The Relatives, say that fast 3 times. Kim Stewart, that wrote Heartland. Rena Olson, With You Always. And James Autry, the poet. He will be there from 1 to 3 on Sunday. For a full schedule of when these authors are going to be there, just go to the website for Art on the Prairie or the Facebook page, and it'll be there.
All right. So definitely encourage people to stop in the library then on Saturday and Sunday. Now, moving on here, we always like to talk about your book clubs because they're always a good time. You have a book club meeting coming up later this month, and then following that, a workshop as well. That's with the Lifelong Learners. So what can you tell me about these two events?
Well, the book is Edgar and Lucy. We vote on these books once a year, and then we kind of pick about 15 months of books. It just happens to, with the All Iowa Reads in there and the Dallas County Reads, that it's more than 12 months. But Edgar and Lucy, November 20th, always the third Tuesday of the month at 1 o'clock in the Clarion Room. And then Lifelong Learners, about 2 years ago, we scheduled a wreath workshop. We had to cancel it due to some bad circumstances, unforeseen circumstances, but we're going to have it on the 26th. So if you have a wreath, ribbon, or some special ornaments that you want to make your wreath out of, bring it to the library and we will put it together. We'll add our little artistic flair to it, but you can make a homemade wreath.
All right. And those are both free to attend, correct?
Correct. Almost everything at the library is free unless we incur a cost. But if we can, we make it free.
All right. Now, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about here is library outreach. What can you tell me about the Little Lending Libraries?
Well, we have a Little Lending Library. I'm sure all the community knows. It's outside the Shopko, right in front of it. It's about the size of an old-fashioned phone booth. Most Little Lending Libraries are the size of a big mailbox. But Kevin Canaley from the Parks and Recs Department, he made this for us, and he dreamed it bigger than life. And we've had such good luck. One of our goals is to get books in people's hands, and our outreach, homebound delivery, and outreach for people that don't make it into the library are these little libraries. We have talked to the senior living housing people from Raleigh, from Lutheran Home, from Spring Valley, from Hamlin Bell, and Pearl Valley. And we're going to be putting a bookshelf in each one of those buildings and keeping it stocked with books once a month. And it's all along the lines of take one, pass one along. If you have extras, you can put it on the shelf. We are encouraging people just to read, to increase their literacy. We have a couple businesses. It hasn't totally been set up, but Perry Park will be the first one. She actually said to me, not before Art on the Prairie, but she will be having a bookcase also in her business. That is take one, pass one along.
All right. Well, Library Director Mary Murphy, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
Just a heads up to all those people that use the library on a daily basis or weekly basis. We will be closed on Monday the 12th and the Thursday of Thanksgiving and the Friday afterwards. It's typically a city holiday. It's nothing special. November is the start of our holidays off, the Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, and the day after Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, Library Director Mary Murphy, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.